Forget that birthday, running late on holiday cards, need to pay that bill ASAP. That used to be something the post office could do, but come this spring, card senders all over the country, including central New York, won't have that luxury anymore. The U.S. Postal Service is facing bankruptcy, and to avoid it, they're cutting their services. What it means for you is no more next-day mail. Maureen Marion is a spokeswoman for Central New York's Postal Service.
Our proposal is to eliminate one-day service for letter mail. We think that that meets the needs of most Americans who have told us pretty routinely they don't want tax dollars to support the post office. They are looking for mail to be regular and reliable, and that's what this proposal does.
The Postal Service says the move is a reaction to the way Americans are using the mail these days.
Things that you would have put a stamp on, put in your mailbox, and hoisted the flag. Now these are activities that are happening on the Internet.
But there's some things you just can't send through wires and web servers. Sophia Catherine Kuhn is an avid Netflix subscriber in Syracuse, both to the DVDs and streaming, and depends on the Postal Service for the subscription.
I mean, if I were to mail one on a Wednesday morning and I didn't have something by Saturday, I'd get kind of upset. Maybe Friday, it depends.
To Sophia, having a Netflix subscription comes down to looking at the costs and benefits. But slower mail could throw a wrench in that equation.
You have to think about how many DVDs you watch a month. I watch enough to make it worth my while, rather than just going down to a movie store and renting a movie for the same price that it would. It still evens out that it's cheaper for me to do it that way. But if it starts to take longer, that means that I'd cut one to two DVDs off of my watchage, I guess.
And the Postal Service will tell you that the cuts are a wake-up call for everyone to adapt to the changing times.
I do believe that when people understand the expectations of the dates that are there, the difference between putting it in the mailbox on Tuesday and Wednesday should not be insurmountable. We're pretty good at that. Most of us are pretty astute at making sure we do the right thing.
Right now, about 40% of mail is delivered in just one day. But come spring, when the new cuts are set to take effect, that percentage will drop to zero. But the Postal Service is quick to point out that in most cases, mail isn't expected to happen overnight.
Most of the time, people are putting mail in the mailbox, and it could be a payment for a credit card in Delaware or a mortgage payment to New Jersey or things of that nature. They're long distance, they're far away, and people know it's coming in a couple days. The household mail reflects on an average of only 5% of the total mail volume.
But at least for Sophia, the frustration won't be a deal breaker.
Do you think that you'll stick with it?
I'll be getting both of them forever.
In Syracuse, I'm Matt Johnston, WRVO News.